When the Elections Board announced that Accenture would not finish Wisconsin's voter database on schedule, critics let out a collective, "I told you so." The firm has taken a beating from state employees and government watchdog groups who say its nearly $14 million price tag is too high and its qualifications too slim. But the firm delivered a draft of the software last week that the Elections Board will be testing through mid-October. Accenture senior executive Meg McLaughlin used the news to focus on the positive.
The story here is we're going live, and it's an application that everybody's excited about.
The Accenture software is designed to streamline what are otherwise tedious processes right now. For example, if a person moves from one city and registers in another, clerks from both locations will be able to cross-check that instantly. The system will also perform a quick check of whether a person is registering from a valid address. The Elections Board says it could start using the system in Milwaukee and Madison for any February elections, and it should be ready statewide by April. But that falls short of the federal deadline Wisconsin is supposed to meet in order to receive more than $50 million. Accenture's McLaughlin says there have been some bugs along the way.
When you're talking about 1,850 individual jurisdictions that run elections and all of those people that need to be trained and all of that data that needs to be converted, that's highly complex.
Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says federal officials have not told him what missing the January deadline will mean for the state. He says he thinks Wisconsin is actually ahead of other states. Once the Elections Board finishes testing the software, it will be tried out in Dane County, then parts of northwestern and southeastern Wisconsin. Eventually, thousands of election workers will have to be trained. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.